الحمد لله رب العالمين بارئ الخلائق أجمعين والصلاة والسلام على عبده ورسوله وحبيبه أبي القاسم محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين. Story of, or the epic of Ashura and Karbala. When one thinks about it, one realizes that much of what has been said about it has exhausted almost what can be said. And this is nothing that indicates its limitation. In fact, it indicates its predominance in the particular message it has to give. It has one major message that it wants us to know. And that major message is how we can overcome in this world today in which we live. So in this talk that I'm going to give to you today, I don't think I'll be exploring or opening anything new, but what I'll try to do is look at what has already been said or what we already know from a different perspective. Allah says in the Holy Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kunu qawamina bil qist shuhada'a lillah walau ala anfusikum awil walidayna wal aqrabin أن يكون غنيا أو فقيرا فالله أولى بهما فلا تتبعوا الهوى إن تعدلوا وإن تلووا أو تعرضوا فإن الله كان بما تعملون خبيرا. Allah says in the Holy Quran, O you who believe, stand up firmly for justice, being witness to Allah, even against yourselves or your parents or your kin, and whether it be against rich or poor, for Allah takes priority over both. Follow not the lusts of your heart, lest you swerve. And if you distort justice or decline to do justice, verily Allah is well acquainted with all that you do. Imam Hussein alayhi salam, in his letter to his brother Muhammad ibn Hanafiya, laid out the reasons for his leaving Mecca for Karbala. He says, إِنِّي لَمْ أَخْرُجْ أَشِرًا وَلَا بَطِرًا وَلَا مُفْسِدًا وَلَا ذَالِمًا إِنِّي خَرَجْتُ لِتَلَبِ الْإِصْلَاحِ فِي أُمَّةِ جَدِّي أُرِيدُ أَنْ أَمَرَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَأَنْهَى عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وأصير بسيرة جدي وسيرة أبي علي بن أبي طالب فمن قبلني بقبول الحق فالله أولى بالحق. He says, indeed, I have not left because I seek comfort and ease, nor because of pride and vanity, nor because of corruption, nor because I am an oppressor. I only left to seek the rectification of the ummah of my grandfather because I want to enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong and set in motion the way of my grandfather and that of my father Ali ibn Abi Talib. So he who agrees with me accepts me. He has accepted my accepting the truth, for Allah is more worthy because of the truth. Today I want to talk about Karbala, Ashura, and our relationship with it today. Now, we have this, we all know this phrase, Kullu Yawmin Ashura, or Kullu Ardin Karbala, that every day is Ashura, and every day is Karbala. For many of us, it has become a slogan. It's a very important slogan. What it indicates to us is that Karbala and Ashura is the environment in which we all live. As long as we live in an environment that is not righteous, as long as we live in an environment that is oppressive, as long as we live in an environment that tries to pull people away from truth, then we are living in that particular era. But when we think about this deeply, we realize that a place and a time is nothing without actors in that place and that time. A place and a time is nothing without actors in that place and a time. England would not be England if there were no English people living in it. If there was no English system, if there was no government, if there was no population. A home is more than a house because there are people living in that home. Similarly, if you're thinking about Ashura and Karbala, why do we think about it? Because in that space and time, a certain event took place between people, so that in Karbala and on the day of Ashura, they would lose their significance if there was no Hussein. If there was no Hussein, there would be no Ashura, no Karbala. And why stop there? If there was no Yazid, there would have been no Ashura, no Karbala. If there were no companions of Imam Hussein, there would have been no Ashura, no Karbala. If there were no Zainab and the women folk of the Ahlul Bayt to spread the message, there would have been no Ashura, no Karbala. So when we think about it this way, we realize that Ashura and Karbala are not just locations and places and states outside of us. We realize that we have a role to play in those locations and in those places and in those times, in those spaces. So then we have to be Husseins. We have to be Abbases. We have to be Zainabs. And unfortunately, some of us have to be Yazidis. State of affairs is something quite dynamic, especially when you look at it from the inside. Because Ashura and Karbala are not only outward states in history, but they are also inward states in the human soul. That you cannot be a Hussein if you're not a Hussein inwardly. You may be thrust into the position of being a Hussein, but if you do not behave like Hussein, then you would not have fulfilled that role. So it has a lot to do with who you are inwardly. And so whenever we overcome the negative aspects of our nafs, we are actually letting be victorious the Husseini aspects of ourselves. And when we are afraid to stand up for justice, even though we hate injustice, when we find ourselves taking sides with the unjust because we are afraid for our own security, we are fulfilling the role of the people of Ahl Kufa. When we give heed to and promote the negative sides of ourselves, we are actually becoming Ibn Ziyads. We're becoming Umar ibn Sa'ads. we're becoming Yazid. So Karbala and Ashura are not just prototypes or examples of what is played out in history. Karbala and Ashura are also reflective of the dynamics within the human soul itself. Salawat.